Beekeepers flock from all over the country to California every February and March for bloom. During this time of year, over 80% of the nation's commercial bees buzz around the central part of the state, pollinating almond trees. But as FM 89's Ezra David Romero reports, an advancement in almond breeding could decrease the need for those bumbling insects.
That's the sound of honeybees gathering nectar and pollen from almond flowers to feed their colony's young. As bees fly from flower to flower in this almond orchard at Fresno State, their hairy bodies trap pollen, carrying it between trees. Each blossom successfully pollinated in this process will become an almond. In this orchard alone, Madeira beekeeper Brian Hyatt has about 1.5 million bees.
Really, the key is to stay calm around bees, because if you're afraid, then your body physiologically changes, and they can sense that. They really literally can smell fear.
Even though this time of year is really busy for beekeepers, Hyatt is worried that a relatively new variety of almonds called Independence could harm the longevity of his business. This almond variety is supposed to be self-fertile. It needs fewer or no bees to pollinate its flowers. That makes Hyatt uneasy.
I could see us losing money, losing profits. There's a lot of these old almonds that still need bees. That's fine. That's job security for me. But the Independence is kind of a threat to that security.
But Gene Brandy with the American Beekeeping Federation isn't distressed over the self-fertile variety of almonds. Bees have their own issues, including winter die-off and the colony collapse disorder that's killed as much as 40% of honeybees in the West.
I don't see it as a bad thing at all, because I know how difficult it has been for our industry to supply the bees that are needed. We've got an excessive number of winter losses this year around the nation. I've got friends that have lost 60 or 70% of their beehives.
For farmers like Josh Pitliano from Tulare County, the lack of demand for bees is a win. He has several hundred acres of the self-fertile variety near Tipton. He first planted the trees 6 years ago.
We like the Independence tree. We like the ease of harvest. So this is 10 acres of Independence we have. It's our oldest block of Independence. And I come in here once and I harvest all the nuts all at one time.
Traditional almond orchards have several varieties of the tree planted in each field and are harvested multiple times. With Independence, Pitliano says there's an added benefit. He uses less than half the amount of bees on the crop compared with his other varieties.
When these trees were young, I actually worked with one of my beekeepers, and we actually bee netted some trees when they were smaller. Without the bees working this field, it was a significant reduction in yields.
An average hive of bees costs around $180. Most farmers place two hives per acre, but Pitliano scrapes by with as little as half a hive per acre on his orchards of Independence. He noticed this variety is shorter and more bush-like compared to its bee-needing counterparts. But the almonds are just as good, says 79-year-old Easton grower Ben Barra. He's spraying his 18 acres with a fungicide to prevent disease. When he realized he didn't have to use bees with the Independence variety, he was hooked.
We met the guy that invented them, and he says there's one thing, you don't need bees, and you could just plant them and go. And that's why I done it.
Barra has farmed everything from sugar beets to eggplant to potatoes. He tore out his peaches and plums after he had a really bad season, losing over $100,000. So he latched onto the idea of a crop he'd only have to harvest once and use no bees on. So far, he says the Independence variety has produced more pounds than he originally expected.
You can't believe it. The first year we did 6,000, then we did 17,000. Last year we did 31,000.
This year he hopes the acreage's yield is over 40,000 pounds. But he realizes he's taking a chance on a new nut variety that hasn't stood the test of time.
When I gambled with it, this was the last shot I was making. This is it. If it don't work this time, I'll just stay in the house.
With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.